you for listening to this week's message of hope from First Christian Church here in Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love. This week, our senior pastor, Dave Yonker, kicks off the Speaking Christian sermon series with 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15, titled Generosity. Stay tuned after the message for music and to learn more about First Christian Church of Burlington.
This morning's scripture comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. Here begins the reading. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing and abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'm so excited because we are starting a brand new sermon series today called Speaking Christian. When I was a kid growing up, one of my favorite songs from church camp was the old song, They Will Know We Are Christians By Our Love. It was and still is a favorite of mine. If you've heard this song before, you know that the song says that people will know that we follow Jesus Christ because of how we love each other. People will know that we follow God by how we walk with each other and how we protect each other, how we serve each other, even how we work with each other. The song says that people will know that we are a Christian but by all of our actions. And I love this song because it says that our actions kind of give away who we really are. Thinking about this old song from church camp this week reminded me of this great quote that is attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. He is an old school, old Italian monk. St. Francis said, preach Jesus, and if necessary, use words. Preach Jesus in all that you do, everything that you do all day long, preach Jesus in every meeting and every action, and as you're driving down the road, preach Jesus, and if your actions aren't loud enough, then and only then, you can use some words. We get that, right? I mean, people know who we are by how we make them feel, by the things that we do, by how we treat people. You know, we know actions speak louder than words, and so we grit that. And so we know our job as Christians is to share the love of Jesus Christ. But we know it's not only actions that we're called to do. We know that words matter, that what we say matters. And so, if you're hunkered down tonight, if you've already been to Hy-Vee and like fought the crowds that are already there before all the ice storm comes, if you're watching TV at home and the football game is a huge blowout and the basketball game isn't on yet, if you're looking for something to do tonight, open up your Bible to the back half of the New Testament, and there's this tiny little book of James. And James, you'll find, is this huge, long discourse on the power of your tongue and what your words can and will do. James talks about how words can set this small, tiny fire that will soon make a whole forest come down in blazes. James says that the tongue can poison the whole entire body. Our words can easily build people up in love, James says, or it can break people down in the blink of an eye. What we say matters. What we say reflects the things that are on our heart. And James doesn't say it, but if he were here today, he would say what we post on social media reflects what's in our heart. What we say to our friends when we are positive that no one else is listening, what we say matters. And so in this world of 140 character tweets and Facebook posts and shouting matches over everything you can think of under the sun, it seems to me that someone should stand up and say a good word on behalf of Jesus Christ. Someone has to share the love of God. And as Christians, whether we like it or not, that people's us. We are the ones who have been called to share the good news of God's love, not only by our actions and our love and what we do at work, but by what we say. We're called to speak Christian in a world and a society that very often doesn't. And so over the next 7 weeks, we're going to be about this as a church family together. I hope that you come every single week. I hope that you invite someone else to come to worship with you. We're going to be talking about the 7 core values of our church and not only how they affect what we do, but how they affect what we say. These are the core values that we do our best to embody as a church family. And a couple of years ago, we actually talked about this and it kind of preached on that. And I know that almost all of you have them all memorized from that sermon series like 3 years ago. But in case you don't have them memorized yet, our values are spirituality and openness and grace and teamwork and kindness and generosity and even dependability. If you were to come to a staff meeting at our church, we talk about these values every single week. And we say, where have we seen them at work amongst our wonderful people? Our elders and our board members and our staff adopt one of these and they say, I'm going to work on this value this year. I'm going to get better at it. For a couple of years, my value as a senior pastor was teamwork. I was working on teamwork and trying to be a better leader for us. This year, funny enough, my value is generosity. And that's the first one on the list for us today. Not only shape our actions, not only shape our thoughts, but how they shape our words. Because our world needs them today. So generosity. You heard this reading from the book of 2 Corinthians 9. I know that the loud pop woke it up and woke you all up and made some of us even cry over it. But we heard this reading from the Apostle Paul as he's writing to the church in Corinth. Now, some of the background is that the Apostle Paul has been going around from town to town and city to city, and he has been sharing the news of Jesus Christ. And as he's doing this, he is starting new churches. The Holy Spirit came back in Jerusalem where those first followers of Jesus began, and the good news spread out way beyond Jerusalem. And the Holy Spirit said that it would go to the ends of the world. Even the Bible says that the Spirit would go even to the ends of the earth. And so Paul has been out doing the work of Christ. And so as churches have been kind of started all over the place and moving around like wildfire, thanks to Paul, as these newer churches are getting started, the home church, the original one back in Jerusalem, needed some help. And so as Paul is kind of doing his thing and preaching the good news, he's telling his churches about a donation that he is collecting to send back to Jerusalem to help the people who need it back home. And so he's talking about how we're to call to be cheerful givers and we're to give our gifts, and part of it stays in their church and part of it goes back to Jerusalem. And so whenever we hear this story from 2 Corinthians, it's almost like the fall membership drive on like NPR or the fall membership drive on public television or like the United Way, or even, I hate to admit it, almost like our stewardship campaign that we have here in the church every October. Because Paul is reminding the people who are Christians there what their money is going to. The same kind of thing we do about how we give our offering, not just to pay the staff and kind of keep the lights on and make the sound system not kind of bang loud as thunder, but we give our offering to send kids to church camp and to help support our band and support local food pantries and people in need in our town and do classes and groups here, that we do our offering together. Paul, just like us, is making the case for the people in Jerusalem, not just about buildings and people, but about sharing the mission of Jesus Christ. And so Paul is laying it down. He says, God loves this cheerful giver. God will provide you with every blessing that you may have in life. It is a great message that Paul is giving. But what he's talking about isn't just money. It's not just about things that come from our wallets and debit cards and checking account, but what he's talking about actually is our whole life. That about having Christ affect everything that we do. In fact, there's this cause and effect going on, Paul says. He says, if you want to be generous with our life, then you have to do certain things. If you want to be thankful in life, then you have to be generous. If you want to be more thankful and to be able to appreciate everything that God has given you, then you have to be generous with your life. And it's not just giving more money away, but it's giving your whole life away. It's about having an attitude of gratitude. It is about bucking the default behavior that we are stingy in this life. If we want to have thanksgiving, then we must be generous, Paul says. He says this because he heard the words from Jesus, who was always talking about how the words from your mouth come from your heart, whether you like it or not. You can tell people all day long that you are religious and you are faithful and you are wonderful, but if your words aren't full of love and grace, then Jesus says, neither is your heart. If you tell some people one thing and then say something else behind their back, there is a problem. If you text some people one thing and then forward a huge email to someone else, cutting them down, there's a problem. If your heart and your spirit and what you say is not lined up together and in balance, the message from the gospel is that we have work to do. Paul says, fill your heart with God's love so that it may spill out of everything that you have, so that you may live a generous kind of life. And so for us, the rub for us at the beginning of this new sermon series is a challenge. What would happen if we used our life to speak Christian in everything that we did? What would happen to our world? What would happen to our relationships? That God loves this cheerful giver, that we're called to be generous and lavish. What would happen? And so here's the challenge. We are challenged to this week offer 5 compliments to people that we normally don't speak to, want to be around, get on our nerves, rub us the wrong way, or offer compliments to. Maybe you work with them. Maybe you live with them. Maybe you drive past them at school. Maybe they simply get on your nerves. And so what if we offered compliments to them? Maybe it's small things like, I like your shoes. I noticed your haircut. I hope you're doing okay. I remember you were sick last week. I hope you're doing better. What would happen to our life if we said good things to people that we normally don't say good things to? What might happen? Maybe we might notice a better relationship. And who cares about them? But maybe we have a better relationship in our hearts so we can love more people. That we might think better things about them. And they may not get on our nerves anymore. Maybe we would affect the world for God's grace. Because don't we know that our life is filled with bitterness and resentment, and there is hate and there is strife everywhere we look? There's also love, and there is peace, and there are words that build each other up. So Paul says, be generous. Be extravagant. Be lavish in what we say. Let our words be so filled with hope. Every tweet and every text and every post, let everything that we do and say come from our heart that is filled with God's love in Jesus Christ. May we pray. O loving God, it is our desire to follow you in all that we do. We know, O God, that we have committed our life to you, and at times we are in lockstep. We follow Christ every single day. His mind is in ours. His love fills our hearts. Yet there are other days, O God, when we fall short, when we aren't always the best, when our emotions get the best of us. And so we pray, O God, for your grace and peace to fill us now. We are grateful that you offer us a fresh start every day, a clean slate to try again. May the grace of Jesus Christ infiltrate our heart so much that it spills out in everything we do. Our thoughts, our actions, our words, and our deeds. That we may preach the gospel of Jesus Christ every day. Amen.
This week's special music is Love Me by J.J. Heller and performed by our talented WOW Band leader, Dianda James. Look for music from our chancel choir, WOW Band, and other special musicians in the coming weeks. Love really means.
promises. Who will love me for me? Not for what I have done or what I will become. Who will love me for me? 'Cause nobody has shown me what love, love really means. He's waiting to die as he sits all alone. He's a man in a cell who regrets what he's done. Utters a cry from the depths of his soul. Oh Lord, forgive me, I wanna go home. Then he heard a voice somewhere deep inside, and it said, I know you've murdered and I know you've lied. I've watched you suffer all of your life. Now that you're
we're super excited about these upcoming events here at First Christian Church, and we want to tell you about them. We know you have heard the Dave Ramsey Show here on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and so we wanted to let you know that we are offering Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University here at our church. This 9-week session begins on February the 5th at 6 p.m. So if you are looking to get out of debt, take control of your life and finances, and live like no one else so that you can live like no one else, then sign up on DaveRamsey.com. You can find us under our class listing at First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. Or you can get more information by calling our church office at 319-754-7140. We also have small groups for people of all ages, and we believe there is no better way to deepen your relationship with God than in a community of faith. So we hope that you will join us for Sunday school at 9:50 every single week, where we have classes for adults and infants and children, and we have special classes on Wednesday night called Midweek Miracles for infants through fifth graders. You can find out about this and so much more by going to our website at burlingtondoc.org.
Tune in next week as Pastor Dave continues the Speaking Christian Sermon Series as we delve deeper into our core values with a message on teamwork. The scripture will be Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 13, and we'll have music by Diane DeJanes, Kent Strabala, and Liz Yonker. Next week, look forward to a Q&A session with Senior Pastor Dave Yonker and Associate Pastor Will Ryan. Thanks again, and have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this week's message of hope from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ here in Burlington, Iowa. We are located at 1221 Park Avenue on the south side of town, in between the airport and Dankwart Park. If you're looking for a church home or looking to find a relationship with Jesus Christ for the first time, we hope that you will join us for worship this Sunday morning. We have two services every week. Our traditional service is at 8:45 a.m. and features old-time favorite hymns and a wonderful anthem by our chancel choir. Our contemporary service is at 10:45 and features our amazing band and music that you hear from today's Christian radio. Both services offer a hope-filled and challenging message for today, activities for youth and children of all ages, and open communion for all who believe in Christ. There is no better way than to begin your week with worship, so I hope you will join us. You can find out more information by going to our website at www.burlingtondoc.org, and you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at burlingtondoc. We hope you have a great week and share the love of God with someone today.